The cube.
Beautiful.
Now it's three. Now it's someone else's show. They're not here, they're as definitely usual. Not coming. They're in my music class, my music theory class. One of them is Ida, is
blonde.
Yeah, okay. Blonde Turkish, mm-hmm. And well, they're both Turkish, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I saw them and I was like, this is the first time I've seen you in like 2 months, which is saying something because your show is right after mine. Come on, man. No shade. They're probably great people. They've probably got like sleep to do. And they're just like not sleep. Crazy like us.
And on a sleeping note, this may be our last 2 a.m. show.
This might be our last 2 a.m. show. That's right. Thanks for everyone who listened at this very horrible time slot.
Yeah, thank you so much to the truckers out there, to
the foremates, the parents.
Yeah,
I mean, I know my parents listened to it on the archive, like later.
Because I know my family promises to listen to it, and then end up saying this is way too late, and I'm like, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, thanks for everyone who listened, and we would let you know when our next time slot is, but
right now we can't.
Like, the schedule isn't out yet.
Schedule's not out, and we have to figure it out.
Yeah.
If we're on the next...
If we're, like, on the list, yeah, because, like, apparently we were supposed to volunteer, and, like, we did. We definitely did
volunteer.
We got all our hours in, but they weren't logged at, like, the correct date. They were still before the deadline, but I said I was doing it on, like, December 23rd, because that's when I left Tufts or something like that, and then I didn't do it till January 9th. And
yeah, in a similar situation.
Yeah, similar situation for DJ Abu Sali. So we will see how that goes. Anyway, we're probably dipping way too far into this time schedule.
Yeah,
I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter.
But like sleep and courtesy.
Yeah, yeah. Both. I've got class in 6 hours.
Yeah, so. I gotta wake up to study, do my Arabic homework, which I just didn't do.
Which is 8 to 12 hours a week.
Yeah, 8 to 12 hours a week. I just didn't do it today. I was like, I'll do it later. Avatar Last Airbender. And I'm like, why, guys? Why?
I know.
Oh, well.
I didn't finish anything today either. I started like 3 assignments and I got like maybe 65% into all of them, which is like progress.
Yeah, that's
not
progress.
Bad. But like.
It's definitely a passing score.
Right. I'm done. That's it. All right, well, let's get automation rolling on Rivendell, and we will...
Hey, this
there
is
it
Scruffy
is.
Wallace, dropped in the reviews, and
hello. Have a good night, y'all.
Ciao.
Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple. iTunes Podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
unsolicited phone calls. They come each and every day. And each unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. I love unsolicited phone calls. Can't believe I get them for free. 'Cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. is now. One step at a time. No, I am trying not to hide from you. What's exactly on my mind? What's exactly on my mind? And I said, if I could be the one gonna live your life right now, if I could be the one now, and if you could be me, I'm sure we both agree. If I could be the one, you'd be the one for me.
Be the one, be the one.